Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with former Real Housewives of OC star Kelly Dodd, who opens up all about her big firing, why she can't stand Bronwyn Wyndham Burke, why she wouldn't be back with Heather Dubrow, and what it's been like being married for a year. Kelly, it's so good to see you. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Thank you. And like I said, I'm loving this Halloween. You got all these people behind you.
Yeah, they're our friends.
I love it. So how has life been? I know that you were coming up on 1 year of marriage with Rick. What's this last year been like for you guys?
This year has probably been the best year of my whole entire life. We have been traveling. Our favorite thing to do is travel, eat food, go to wineries, you know, see different cultures. That's primarily our main thing that we love to do. We've been doing a lot of it. We created our own podcast called Rick and Kelly Unmasked, and that's been really, really fun. A blast. Probably the best, most fun thing that I've ever done. And Jolie's and at Modern Day, she's a sophomore, she's a tennis player. And, you know, we're just getting ready to do her SATs, ACTs, prep for that. And, you know, we bought and sold land. We bought a house, sold it. We have the house in the Hamptons that we've been renting out, doing work on. So I've been really, really busy.
Good.
So I haven't really had time to really think about any negativity, which is great.
That is good. That is good. They always say the first year of marriage is hard. Did you find that hard to be difficult at all?
Not at all. Especially, you know, I'm with Rick 24/7 and we're just partners in crime. We have the best time together. It's like being with the best friend all the time and never getting annoyed.
That's amazing. That's so great. How is his relationship with Jolie?
Oh, his relationship is amazing. Jolie actually says that, you know, she lives with us full time. Mm-hmm. She really doesn't want to be with her father and the girlfriend at all. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, Rick, his parents are both like psychologists, and Rick just really knows how to talk and calm and get through in that kind of manner, where I'm like always yelling and screaming, and he just knows how to say things calmly and effectively. Mm-hmm. So it gets through her brain. So, yeah.
So he's really stepped in as like a father figure to her.
Major. And she loves him so much. She's in love with him. Like it's like more like her own dad. I hate to say it, 'cause I want her to have a relationship with her father, mm-hmm. but she wants to be with us.
That's great.
And the only time I make her go to her dad's is when we have to travel. So
does she really have any relationship with Michael at this point?
She does. But not, I think she's much closer to Rick than she is her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad is the fight.
Yeah. How is co-parenting between you and Michael?
Horrible.
Horrible. Really?
Horrible. Like the worst.
It's gotten worse than it had.
Worse than ever.
Why would you say that? How come?
Because he just calls me names. He calls Rick names, sends like character pictures of Gonzo from the Muppets to just constantly slamming, Rick. And it's really immature and unnecessary. And I try not to avoid him. He calls me names, calls all of us names. And so it's just, you know, he's just depressed and sad.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
That's gotta be.
And he has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend that lives with him, and she's got three kids. Mm-hmm. And my daughter doesn't feel comfortable with her. So, you know, she said, get out of my house to Jolie. So Jolie doesn't want to be over there ever.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be hard for Jolie to see that, like the name calling and things like that too.
Right. And she doesn't feel comfortable over there at his house.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you seem to be so in love with Rick. And, you know, have you guys ever talked about, you know, adoption or surrogacy or, you know, expanding your family at all? Is that something that's even in the cards for you guys?
No, we are having so much fun just being together. And Jolie, you know, getting Jolie ready for college. And we are, you know, really enjoying this part. We're letting her fly the coop, mm-hmm. and just like being by ourselves. And I mean, his daughter's 30 and 25. So we're looking forward to the grandparent stage.
Definitely. I was going to say probably starting over is not what you want to do. Right. You guys want to travel, enjoy yourselves. Definitely.
Yes.
How does Jolie feel that you're not on the show anymore?
So Jolie had really had a hard time being on the show. You know, when she was in third grade, somebody called Michael. We were in Glamis when we rolled that car. Mm-hmm. Someone called and said that Michael was touching her inappropriately. Somebody from CPS went into her school, completely embarrassed her. She's in third grade, mind you. And CPS came, interviewed her, like in the worst kind of way. I can't believe they can do this. Then they had to go into our house, search our house, interview me, interview her, but going to her school and like, it was horrible for her. Yeah. It was a horrible experience my first year on the show and for her too. Then we have Vicky spewing the lies of me doing cocaine, a sex train, all these horrible things that were not true. And, you know, Jolie has to listen to that. Then she gets bombarded with that horrible website, all about the tea, writing horrible things about her. She's just a kid. She's a little girl. And it was really, really hard on her. You know, when I talk about on the show, how somebody inboxed her, and it's not a good environment for her. Last year, she did not want to film. She's like, if I want to film, I want to get paid.
Sure.
You know, and rightfully so.
She, right.
You know, she's like, you know, child actors do it all the time.
Yeah.
Vicky's kids got paid. Tamara's kids got paid. But she was begging me. She didn't want to do it last year. And then this year, when I told her that they weren't going to renew my contract, she was like jumping up and down. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I hated it. And so she's so happy. Mm-hmm. So happy.
How are you feeling with everything now that you've had a few months to kind of process everything? And, you know, are you happy that you're no longer a part of it? Or is there something that some part of you that wishes you were still kind of going back there?
Well, it's like when you ever have a job, right? With any kind of job, you always miss who you worked with. You miss your coworkers. Mm-hmm. You miss the camaraderie that you had together. I miss the trips. Mm-hmm. I miss getting dressed up. I miss, you know, having lunches and dinners, and I miss that stuff, but I don't miss the fighting, mm-hmm. and the made up stuff. I don't miss the trolls coming after me. I mean, every day there would be an article written about me, whether it was on Page Six, People, Us Week, I mean, everywhere, or even these stupid bloggers. There wasn't a time where I didn't wake up to an article negatively about me. And so I don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't have that stress of worrying about what's going to be written about, what if I'm going to worry about what I'm going to say is going to hurt somebody's feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's like
a weight lifted off it.
A weight lifted off me. But do I miss the money? Do I miss a lot of things about it? Absolutely. And I'm not going to say I don't, but I do. And I miss, but I talk to a lot of the girls on the show still, and they're stressed. It's a high pressured thing. And I wake up to them like stressed out. And I'm like, oh, thank God I don't have to do that.
Yeah,
I don't have to be in that like negativity, that drama. But there's things that I miss about that too. There's goods and bads. There's always pros and cons to every job. I miss, my friends and things like that.
Who do you still talk to, and why did they say that they're so stressed this season? Because I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the show coming up since, you're not there, Bronwyn's not there. There's a lot of faces that we're not used to seeing. And, Andy said that, the whole show had to be kind of reworked. So do they feel stress in that way? And who do you still speak with?
Well, I speak with Shannon. I speak with Emily. I used to talk to the new through friends, Nicole James.
Yep.
She is nobody. She's not filming anymore. Mm-hmm. I talked to Tamara. Okay. A lot. I talked to Brandy Glanville yesterday. I talked to Dorinda when I got fired, and she gave me, she's just always so nice and polite and sweet. I talked to a lot of people from Bravo still, and just things that happen, I can't reveal. I mean, they don't really talk to me about what happens or like what's going on. And I don't really want to know because I want to watch it. Mm-hmm. I know enough to know that it's stressful.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, you said that you kind of were blindsided about your firing. Now that you've had a few months to kind of think about it, I mean, do you have a reason why you think that you were let go?
I think I was blindsided because I asked for my Q ratings and they wouldn't give them to me. And they said, this is the first time they wouldn't give them to me. So I know my Q ratings were high.
Sure.
I know I was the most written about of all the housewives on my show. When Andy Cohen told me you didn't really do anything on the show, it was my behavior on social media and outside of it. I thought this was a reality show where you can say the Real Housewives, not let me silence you and be quiet. I think there's a lot of things where like that Drunk Wives Matter hat, people were very sensitive and they went crazy about that. But that was given to me at my shower. That wasn't, I didn't buy the hat. I didn't sport the hat. I put it on. Someone took a picture of it because I tried everything on for my shower. Mm-hmm. And it had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It had to do with I'm a drunk, I'm a housewives. And it was like a play on words. It was a joke, nothing to do with that. And I think that they were very, very sensitive to that. And it had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. And they tried to force me to apologize, and I got in a fight with them because I didn't do anything wrong. It was given to me. I didn't buy the hat. I didn't sport the hat. I didn't wear it out. And I'm like, I'm not going to apologize for something I didn't do wrong. They wrote it for me, and I'm like, I got pissed. And I know that that's probably one of the reasons why, I was a little difficult. Because I was just going crazy during this whole pandemic. I just was going nuts. And so I think that was a lot of the reasons why they fired me. They didn't like my stance on COVID. They're a very, very liberal network. My ex-husband thinks I got fired because of Rick, because he worked for Fox. And, I think it wasn't my job performance.
Yeah.
because I was only one working last year. Everyone had COVID. Emily had COVID. Shannon had COVID. And all those things, that whole thing was about me and Bronwyn. That's why we sat in the front. So, yeah, I mean, I wish I would have gotten COVID. Maybe I could be, you know, have a job again. But I'm not. Everything happens for a reason. I think what they did was they gave me, I think they would have came after me. I know I got in a big fight with one of the executive producers, and he was always all up on Bronwyn because they're all woke over there. And I got in a big fight with him, and I know they would have came after Rick. They would have came after me. They would have came after Jolie. They would have came after my family. So am I upset about it? No, I think they did me a favor. And I'm actually having the best time of my life. I'm traveling all over the world. You know, I'm just having a good, my daughter's calm. Just everything works out the way it should be. And I'm happy. I'm happy. I really am.
Good, good. That's good to hear. I mean, do you blame Bronwyn at all? Because I remember a few months back that, you know, there was a text message between the two of you after the news was released. And, you know, you did say that, you know, this was kind of your fault. Do you still feel that way? And do you?
I absolutely feel like she tore down last season. 100%. You know, she comes on Entertainment Tonight, you know, criticizes my marriage to Rick. You know, she's over here trying to do everything was fake. Everything was fake. And I got in the crossfires because I called her out on her BS. You know, she's doing these protests and she's bringing her professional photogs just to look like she is a part of the woke, you know, and that Bravo would love her and that she's the darling. And they did. I mean, she went on after the whole Black Lives Matter. She went on the E show. They didn't allow me to do any press. They allowed me to do one, which at Happens Live, everybody else got to do two or three. They didn't let me go on. They would silence me. They would not allow me to go on any tours or anything like all the other women got to do, because I was on the more of the, let's get the small businesses back. You know, I mean, I wasn't their narrative. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I didn't politically align with NBC Universal.
Yeah.
And that's why I got fired. My job performance.
Have you talked to Bronwyn since?
She tried to reach out to me. I'm like, no, she was just an awful person, calling me all kinds of names. Just so fake. Everyone hated her. She did everything calculated. You know, my girlfriend owns the house that she's living in, and they walked out on $65,000 on rent. I mean, everything was a fraud and a fake with her. And no, I think she was 100% the demise.
Are you surprised they let her go?
No, I'm not surprised they let her go, because everyone thought that she was a whack job. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of mother, you know, offers their kid. And I know, because I'm good friends with Shannon and the daughters, and she did offer her drug dealer to her kids. Like that right there, she hit her husband on camera. I mean, those are all grounds to get fired.
Mm. Yeah. Have you talked to Andy at all?
Yeah, I have. Andy was so, so nice to me. You know, I didn't get to say that side of the story. When Andy was coming after me and the reunion, he was coming after me hard.
Yeah.
At the end of the break, he puts down and says, like, I'm so sorry, but I have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got pressure from the woke, the ultra liberal media. And that was fine. You know what? I handled myself well. I stuck by my guns. I stuck to my truth. And, you know, I feel like that's good. I feel like I wasn't a fraud. I wasn't a fake. And I think I was pretty brave to stand up to him in my convictions and my beliefs. what he did was his job. He had to. And I don't hold him, like, I'm not mad at him or anything like that. He was doing his job. But he called me and he was said, oh, you look better than ever. He said, if you ever need anything, I want you back on the show. If you have anything to sell, I will promote it for you. So, you know, we didn't leave on bad terms at all. He was very, very cordial, very, very nice, very giving. And, you know, he was he's a stand-up guy. I don't have any animosity against Andy Cohen at all. He was very, very kind to me on my way out.
Would you ever go back?
Well, you know, like with Heather Dubrow there, no, probably not. I absolutely, you know, she's thrown lawsuits at me and, I cannot work with that woman. There's just absolutely no way. I mean, the way she, I just can't. No, I mean, I don't have anything. I mean, I wish her well, I wish her kids well. You know, they wanted to take that direction with Heather and that's great. I mean, good for her. You know, I think that her kids have, you know, there's things with her children and I think that, you know, she's going to have it all on TV and good for her. I mean, I have nothing bad to say about Heather Bro. I just can't stand her. I think she's a fake. And I guess I'm saying something bad about her. I'm contradicting myself. But I can't work with that woman. Yeah. Just like she couldn't work with me. She said she couldn't work with me. I can't work with her. So if she's not on, then I would like to go back because it was fun. You know, they are truly my true friends. I mean, Heather is not friends with any of those girls before. So, you know, now me, I guess she's friends with Gina now, but she never spoke to Gina and, you know, anyone else, Shannon, no one.
Are you surprised that they didn't bring back Tamara and Vicky?
You know what? I think they are, Tamara and Vicky are the staples of the show. They really are. I mean, they have a big following. People have followed them since day one. I think they are the faces of Orange County. They are funny. They're witty. People want to see them. And I think once they fired the two main characters that people had invested their whole 15, whatever years, 12 years, however long, a long time, people are invested. Or they're vested in them. And now you're going to get whole new characters on the show. People aren't going to relate, but we'll just see how it is when the viewership comes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, do you have any relationship with Vicky and were you sad to hear about her relationship with Steve ending?
Well, it was funny. I just got a text message from Tamara this morning, right before here. She said that Vicky wanted to reach out to you, but she got scared to call you just right now. This just happened. And I said, what does Vicky want? And she said that she wanted to call me to tell me that I was right about Steve.
Oh, interesting.
And that she's really, really sad. And she feels really, really sorry for her. And then Brandy Glanville called me because they just got done wrapping up. Yep. She says that she feels really bad for Vicky. And so, you know, look, they could have shown that on the show right now, right? Mm-hmm. That would have been awesome to see. I mean, but it would have been a good show because really, I mean, the other ones on there, I'm not going to name names, are kind of boring.
Are you going to reach back out to Vicky?
No, she can reach out to me. I'll be nice and cordial with her. You know, I don't want to hold any like ill will or feelings, even though I used to have so much fun with her and I think she's funny and she's good TV. She really is.
Yeah.
But I understand this is a business. They're getting paid a lot of money. They have viewership is down on, you know, all across the board on these housewife shows. So they have to cut costs. I get it. It's a business.
Yeah. So not surprised that she and Steve split then.
No, I never liked him for her. I told her a lot of things and I guess now it came in fruition that I was right. Like I always am on these shows.
Yeah. So do you think who do you think that they should have brought? I mean, besides Vicky and Tamara, should they have brought anybody else back to the show? I mean, because you said, you know, some of these women you feel are boring. I mean, who do you think that they should have brought back, or should they not have fired anybody?
You know, I don't know that because I don't know who else they should have brought back. I think that they made a big, huge mistake firing Tamara and Vicky, you know, I think they made a big mistake doing that, but they, you know, they, that's what they do. They want to bring in fresh blood, the younger, you know, cheaper talent, you know? So they, I get it. But you get what you pay for, you know? Yeah. You pay Stephon Curry and, you know, LeBron James, the big bucks because they perform.
Yeah.
You know, you bring in cheap talent, you're going to get cheap talent.
Right. That is true. Is there anything looking back, you know, on social media? Cause you said maybe that could have been the cause for something. Is there anything that you regret saying?
Well, you know, like I said, it was God's way of thinning the herd. Everyone goes up in arms because I said it's God's way of thinning the herd. Well, actually it was like, well, why is this all happening? The world is overpopulated. I was reading this thing on Darwin and I was like, oh, that makes sense. You know, like, these people that are already have morbidities and, you know, they're older, they already have underlying issues. They don't have the body or the support. They're going to die, you know, but people like us who take care of themselves, I got COVID. My whole family got COVID. Everybody got COVID. And it was a 99.9% survival rate. I probably shouldn't have said that. I probably hurt some snowflakes. You know, everyone's so sensitive. You can't say anything anymore.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who are like, you're right. Like, I don't understand why you can't say anything anymore. Why are these people so sensitive? Why would that hurt people? Well, you know what? I'm sorry. They're like, well, they died. Well, we're all going to die. I mean, there's only, you know, there's guarantees in life, you know, we're going to die. And, you know, why shouldn't I live my life to the fullest? Because I don't know if I can get in that car and get in a car accident and die. So I know I'm going to die, but I'm going to live every day like it's my last and to my fullest. And I'm not going to live in fear, and I'm not going to let the fear mongering take me down. So, you know, there's other people that will, and I think I got the sensitive people on that. And so, you know, I regret saying it was God's way of thinning the herd, because every article that you read about me says something like that. And I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. But you know, there was a lot of things like putting on that BLM hat when I was trying it on that someone gave it to me, like that. I regret even putting that hat on, but I put everything on, you know, I put all this like kinky stuff on. How come they didn't show that? But you know, I didn't do that. So, you know, I regret those two things.
Yeah.
Definitely. Things wouldn't have spiraled out of control.
Right. But like you, I think you said, you know, being on the show kind of was unhealthy. And like, does it feel like your mental health and is much better than it was?
Oh my God. Can I tell you, like, my mental health is, I look better. I've lost 7 pounds. Like, I work out. I'm not drinking as much, because on those shows, all you do is drink, and it's, and you know, everything's toxic and negative. And when you have that negative toxic coming at you all the time, like constant, it wears on you.
Sure.
It wears on you inside and then out. So I am at a place of peace. I'm happy. I'm now creative, and I like being on the show. It was fun. There's pros and cons to everything, but I am at a place of happiness. And I know if I would have been on the show this year, it would have been, they would have came after me and Rick. And I don't want that. You mean, I'm glad this is my first year of marriage. I don't want, it destroys relationships. Sure. The show, you know, I mean, it does, but you have to have a strong, healthy relationship, like a Kyle or a Vanderpump or, you know, or a Dorit, you know, a strong foundation. I'm just, this is something that my first year, I don't want to screw this up because he's the most important person other than Jolie in my life. And I'm they did me a favor. Yeah. So I'm not at all mad or angry. I wish them all the best. I miss the crew. You know, I miss, cause they're like family. They're mm-hmm. in your house constantly. Mm-hmm. And having that and laughing all the time with the camera guys. And it's just, you miss those things.
Totally. So,
But I'm happy. I'm happy.
Good. You know, I have to ask your opinion or get your take on this before we get into the housewife secrets. Had you ever, I don't know if you've been watching Beverly Hills this season, of course, everything going on with Erica. And, you know, there have been rumors that people have heard rumors about she and Tom's legal troubles before the show even aired this year and before, you know, everything kind of came to light. Did you ever hear that as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard all of that. I mean, I have a lot of friends in LA that know them, and I mean, you hear rumors, you know. I mean, but I heard rumors about Dorit and PK. I mean, I hear things like that, but you know, you don't really believe them because, you know, people talk or they're jealous. So, you know, I took it in with one ear and out the other.
Yeah. What did you hear? Just that he owed people money?
He owed people money, that he was a crook. You know, he was a swindler. I mean, you hear all these things yeah. about, and how they're fake and how she's fake and she's a bitch and she's, you know, driving him, you know, she was using him for all this money and she's a fraud. And I mean, I would hear all this kinds of stuff, but you know, you hear all these kinds of things about, like me, like, do I do a sex train? No. Like, so, you know, things are, either people are jealous. So that's what I took it as. Like, people are probably jealous of Erica Jane.
Right.
I didn't think anything of it.
Do you believe her watching this season?
No, I think she's an absolute liar.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. A liar and a fraud and a fake. Yes. 100%. Because you see it on the show. They catch her in so many lies. She doesn't ever come out clean and, you know, state her what happens. You have to hear it later. And then she's like, oh, well, I didn't want to say. Well, she's not a truthful, upfront person. She should have done a GoFundMe page. She should have done a charity event. She should have sold all of her jewelry instead of saying they were gifts. She should have done things that were proactive, that were like, I feel remorse. I feel bad for these people. I shouldn't have spent the money that I spent, and I'm going to give back, and here is how I'm going to do it. That's what she should have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of posting naked pictures of herself everywhere on Instagram, have some kind of remorse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'd love to ask you a couple of housewives secrets, little behind the scenes things that maybe some people might not know. And this is like kind of rapid fire and you can have some fun with it. First one, were there any drinking rules while filming?
No, never. There was no drinking rules. It was like, they would feed it to you. I mean, you might as well have had it on an IV because it was, I mean, do as much shots as you can. Let's get you hammered.
Which they were always encouraging more drinks.
Always encouraging, had every kind of alcohol, zero expense. If I wanted like 1942 or, you know, if I wanted like the most expensive alcohol, they would, you know, Dom Perignon, I mean, anything. They would give it, they would supply it. So, I mean, yeah, usually everyone's on, I was on a budget cut, right? But not with the alcohol.
I love that. That's so funny. Your proudest moment on the show?
Probably my proudest moment was when I was with Jolie getting her nails done when she was like in third grade and she's talking about giving up ice cream for Lent. and then she said, I go, you just had it. And she's like, yeah, I give it up for every day that ends in Y. Like that was probably my proudest moment is that one.
I
love that part.
I love that. That's adorable. Biggest regret from your time on the show?
Biggest regret is that I didn't punch Vicky in the face.
In any particular moment or just?
No, when she said that I did a sex train. She was trying to, when she gave that shit up. That was my biggest regret.
It's regret. What's the biggest reality TV show filming secret you can share with us?
So sometimes when they're filming and they don't get the correct audio, like they can't hear it, you have to go back behind and redo the line again on a microphone. So that's what. So then you're like, what, did I say that? Or are you just feeding me something that you want me to say? Because you don't remember everything that you say because it's not scripted. So, but when they go back, you're like, okay, did I say that? Or is this going to be juicier, you know? So, yeah. I mean, but they edit you. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, I mean, me and Shannon and I always say, how come they don't edit Gina Kirchenhier? Like, they make her look like gold. Like, I look like crap my whole years. Like, she's boring and they make her look good. When, you know, she came after Elizabeth Vargas when we were in up in Lake Arrowhead. They didn't show any of that. They don't show, they make her look so good. And it's like, okay. And then she never throws a party. She hasn't thrown one party. She's been on the show 4 years, hasn't thrown one party. So, you know, there's things where you're like, okay, they can either make you look really good or they can make you look bad.
Right. Totally. Did a producer ever ask you to do something that you just didn't want to do?
Yes. They, when I was eating Shannon's food and I threw it away in the garbage, they wanted me to say something like, is she a bad cook? Say that she's a bad cook. Like her food's gross. I'm like, I'm not going to say that. That's not true. Cause she actually really is a good cook and I enjoy her food and she brings them over to me all the time. She'll bring me ribs, you know? So, and I'm not going to say that because it would have looked funny for the show if I would have said, oh, she's a horrible cook. That's why I threw it away. Mm-hmm. But I threw it away because I wasn't hungry. Right.
Love it. How long do reunions usually take to film and how many drinks are consumed in the morning before the reunion begins?
Well, I don't drink at all until like halfway because it's exhausting. You start there, I think at like 7 a.m. and then you're out of there like at 8 o'clock at night.
A long day.
So it's a long day and you're sitting on these stools. It's uncomfortable. You're getting drilled. You have to think on your feet, you know, you have to be on. So being on for that long and being able to come back at people, it's very, very exhausting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be totally coherent for that one. And then last one, did you ever have a Bravo, Bravo, Bravo moment?
No.
No.
Never. I don't think we ever did that. I don't even think that was the thing that she said, Bravo, 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 Denise Richards. I didn't know there was such a thing. We're like, what the hell is that? You know? But the thing of it is that, to be quite honest, lastly, what I want to say is, I think, you know, these shows are coming to an end. Let's just be honest. I mean, it is. And everyone knows it. That's why they're doing All Stars. That's why they're doing the stuff with, you know, that the girls night out with Dorinda. Yep. They're bringing all these big characters back because it's getting stale. It's the same thing over and over again. And it's getting stale and, you know, it's the fighting, going out to dinners, going out to lunch. It's the same thing over and over again. I always used to say to the producer to Evolution, why don't you guys show the reality, the good stuff, like Shannon going nuts on the producer because she didn't like that we were on a boat with, you know, with the rest, with the GP people and yeah, like the producer, what happens behind the scenes?
Probably more interesting.
Is so much more interesting than what happens with all of us. Mm-hmm. Like if they could just break the fourth wall, it would be so much more fun to watch because I'm like, if they could just show them that. And then Lisa Rinna said something like I did, because I always say that to them. She's like, she had something going on where she was crying in the back and Erica was getting mad at the producer. She's like, if they would just shown that, that would have been such good TV. And I'm like, that's what I always say to them.
Totally.
So, yeah.
I think I totally agree with you. I think it would be really interesting if you broke the fourth wall and kind of let people in behind the scenes, because, you know, you're filming a reality TV show. You want to see everything, I guess. Yeah.
You want to see totally everything, but it's not, I mean, it's not real reality. It's produced.
It's produced.
It's not, but if they really show the real reality, it would be really, really, really good.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you. One more housewife secret. Do housewives really leave on their own, or are most of them kind of let go in these situations, or does it depend on the housewife?
Well, I mean, they all make a ton of money, right? So for a part-time job, yeah. I mean, it's hard to just leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause you just get paid so well for, you know, not really working that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of pressure. So, but like Heather Dubrow, like I know for a fact that, you know, she was demoted.
Mm-hmm.
She was, and she didn't want to, but she didn't get fired, but
right.
She left.
Yeah.
And you know, so she left mm-hmm. on her own. But I think everybody that says they get fired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get fired, but they don't want to say it. They say right. that they left.
No, totally.
Because they have, everyone on these shows have big egos. I mean, yeah. I don't know how they find them, but most of these women have, are narcissists beyond, or if they didn't have a narcissism like Gina, then they get it later.
Right. Yes.
So, you know, it's kind of like Anchorman, like hey, classy San Diego, you know, like I'm kind of a big deal. It's like they get these big inflated ego heads,
mm-hmm.
like they're hot shit. And, you know,
totally. Well, Kelly, I really appreciate you being so honest and open. You were absolutely fabulous.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.